I went back to sleep. If Slim wanted to play with string at bedtime, that was okay with me. I had my own list of things to do, and at the top of the list was to launch myself into a long and beautiful night of pork chops around the snark. Oh, wonderful sleep! Oh, warm and loving stove! Oh, what the Sam Hill was he doing? I tore myself from the delicious vapors of sleep and raised up. Slim was right there beside me, kneeling on the floor. He appeared to be, tying one end of the string around my collar. What was the deal? How could a dog sleep with him blundering around the house and playing with his silly string? I didn't want to appear rude, but I really didn't need... There was a big smile on his face. Somehow that worried me. There. That's your half a Slim super duper burglar alarm. Now I'll hook up my end. Slim super duper what? Burglar alarm? What was this guy doing now? I mean, did he have something against a good honest night's sleep? Hey, I'd had an exhausting day, and if he didn't mind... Tying the other end to his big toe? I whapped my tail on the floor and searched his face for some hint or clue that might... No. No! Surely he wasn't... I mean, he'd come up with some nutty ideas before, but surely he wasn't thinking what I thought he was thinking. But just in case he was, my answer was no, absolutely not. No, no, and no. I refused, absolutely refused to be... I mean, this was crazy. You know what he did? He picked me up off the floor, the nice warm floor, and carried me outside. Against my will, in spite of my protests, he carried me outside the wonderful warm house and set me down on the porch. The porch, which happened to be frigid and frozen and as hard as bricks. And there, he revealed the sneaky plan that lay behind all this folly rot. Now, Hanky, I've got a real important job for you. You're gonna be the main part of my high-tech burglar alarm. You stay out here on the porch and keep an eye out for them stray dogs. If they come back, you bark and tug on the string. That'll send a message to my big toe, see? And I'll come a-running with my shotgun. Is that brilliant or what?
I stared at him in complete shock and disbelief. That was the stupidest idea I'd ever heard in my whole life. And no, I would not be a part of such a harebrained, idiotic idea. I refused. I would go out on strike. I would hold my breath until I fainted. I would...
He had left the door open a crack. I made a dash for the house. If I could just shoot through the crack, I would vanish into the depths of the house. He would never find me.
Hank.
He blocked my path with his foot.
Be a good puppy and help old Slim in his hour of greatest need. See, if you camp out in the cold, I won't have to.
Right. He would get a good night's sleep beside the stove and I would freeze my tail off. No, thanks.
This is your big chance to be a hero instead of a dingbat.
Oh yeah, right. A hero with no tail because it froze off. A hero with no buns because they wasted away from all the shivering. No thanks, Charlie. If I had wanted to be a hero, I would have joined the fire department. No!
It's an easy decision for you, Hank, because you ain't got a choice.
There, you see? That was the kind of ranch government we lived under. No choice, no freedom for dogs, no bill of rights. He went inside and shut the door behind him. No chance to appeal an unjust decision. No chance to control our own destiny. This was tyranny. This was an outrage. This was... The door opened. Drover came flying out. Slim waved his fingers and said,
Nighty-night, y'all. Wake me up when we get to the good part.
I stared at Drover. He stared at me. He was shivering. So was I. He began to moan. I listened to his moaning and whining for 2 whole minutes. That was enough. Drover, P.
please hush.
What did I do to deserve this? I was just minding my own business, being a good little dog, and he threw me out into the cold, cruel world.
If I have to sleep out here, so do you.
But it's not fair.
Fine, it's not fair. Life is often unfair. What are you gonna do about it?
Well, maybe we could sing. Do you know any songs about freezing to death on the porch?
I gave that some thought. By George, you're right, Drover. Just because life's unfair doesn't mean we don't have to take it without a grain of salt. We'll sing a protest song. How about that? I just happen to know one. It's called Freezing on the Porch. Let's do it. And with that, we bursted into song and protested the injustice of life. Here's how it went.
I'm so cold, I think I'm going to croak. My ears are froze, my breath has turned to smoke. My tail is like an ice cube, my feet are frozen stiff. And I think I've got an icicle growing on my lip.
Yes, we both think we've got icicles growing on our lips.
I'm freezing.
It's not fair that we're out on the porch. Slim's no friend, he's left us in the lurch. We gave him our best efforts, for loyalty we strove, and we kept marauding criminals from hauling off his stove.
Yes, we kept marauding criminals from hauling off his stove.
Oh, I'm so mad, I'd like to throw a fit, but I'm so cold, I doubt that I could spit. And if my life depended on me marking someone's tires, I'd have a bladder full of ice cubes and couldn't even fire.
We'd have bladders full of ice cubes and couldn't even fire.
Oh, my leg!
So here we lie, like snowballs on the tundra, freezing tail. This really isn't fundra. What hurts the most is wounded pride. Slim's flushed us down the drain, but our broken hearts are frozen, and that helps to kill the pain.
Yes, our broken hearts are frozen, and that helps to kill the pain.
When we'd finished the song, I turned to Drover with a look of triumph. There! Now, don't you feel better?
I guess so, but I'm still cold in this old leg.
Drover, I know this is going to be a hard night for you, but how can I say this?
I don't know.
Let me go straight to the point and speak bluntly. I don't want to hear your whining and groaning all night. Am I making myself clear?
You mean?
Yes. I mean hush. I mean suffer in silence. Lie down, go to sleep, and be quiet.
Well, I'm not sure.
Now, good night.
Maybe it's a good night for somebody, but...
Hush! Halt, stop, be still, and shut up! He hushed. I heard him flop down on the hard, cold boards of the porch. Silence at last. I curled up near the woodpile and took one last yawn. Maybe it wouldn't be such a bad night. I mean... We dogs were equipped with warm coats and were used to sleeping outside. It's just that, well, once a guy gets used to the idea of sleeping, my head shot up. My ears shot up. I had just picked up a strange, unidentified sound in the night, and there it was again. It appeared to be coming from. I took a deep breath and let it out slowly. Drover, by any chance, do you have the hiccups?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Because I heard you. Will you be doing this all night?
Well, I don't know. It just happened all of a sudden.
Yes. I see the pattern now. Since I forbade you from moaning and groaning and whining about the injustice of life, now you're going to hick about it.
Sounds reasonable to me.
No, Drover, it sounds totally absurd. just the sort of thing you'd come up with.
Sorry, I can't help it.
I stood up. Fine, hick all you want, but I'm leaving. I can't sleep with you making absurd noises all night. If you need me, I'll be... Oops. I had more or less forgotten about Slim's nincompoop burglar alarm, and as I was walking away, I hit the end of the string. I guess the momentum of my enormous body gave it a pretty good jerk, because all at once I heard rattling and banging and footsteps coming from inside the house. Oh boy, he wouldn't be happy about this. The door burst open and there stood, yikes, Slim in his red long john underwear. His hair was down in his eyes and he was holding a shotgun in his hands. Are they here? Did you hear the stray dogs? He listened for a long throbbing minute. No, of course not. Walking on crumpled toes, he came out onto the porch and leveled a bony finger at me. Listen, bozo, this alarm system don't work with you taking a midnight stroll. Lie down and stay lied down until you hear them stray dogs. If you wake me up again, I ain't gonna be my usual sweet self. Do you hear what I'm a-saying? Yes, sir. I melted into a puddle of dog hair right there and didn't move another muscle. He shook a fist at me and went back into the house. Silence. What a lousy deal. I was cold, Slim was mad, Drover was hicking, and there was no chance that I would get any sleep. I would have to spend the whole night bunking the snorkel donkey with grasshopper pie and snort mark. Barking dogs? It was just a dream. But how could it be a dream if I wasn't asleep? It was a strange world, and strange things happen in... Barking dogs? Against my will, someone placed hydraulic jacks under my eyelids and pried them open. My eyeballs rolled around for several moments. My left ear rose, staggered around on my head, and finally snapped into gathering position. Somewhere out in the night, dogs were barking.